Hello, and thank you for coming. What do I do? What do I press? Oh, there you go. Okay, today we're going to first talk about my actual practicum that I completed in the summer of 07, and then the cross-cultural challenges, the Boston University School of Public Health course foundation that I used while over there, the new relationship we established between the Saipan Department of Public Health and BU, and then the lessons learned. So my practicum came about once I started my graduate program at BU that was quickly established, and everyone knew that I'd just come back from the Peace Corps in Micronesia. And Joe Santos had just completed the program at BU, so I got in contact with him and a few emails. He said, why don't you come over? I know you have to do a practicum. Come over to Saipan. And after I laughed, saying that's halfway around the world, and I know you don't have funding because you are a division of public health, he said, we'll make that work. You get here and we'll make it all work out. So that's how it was first established. So I'll talk a little bit about the agency itself, the three primary partners I worked with, the objectives of the practicum, the project, and the outcomes. The CNMI, Division of Public Health, has one health center located in the island of Saipan, 86-bed hospital. It opened in 1986. However, in 2007, once Joe Santos came back from completing his program, it had major growth and is no longer at the bottom three of divisions of public health rated worldwide, which is where it was before he went to get his degree. The actual hospital where I worked serves the three islands of Tinian, Rota, and Saipan, and the doctors from this hospital have to travel to all three islands, and then they have to sit down and go through cases to decide who can actually go to Guam to receive better care because the budget is so small. To give you an idea of the Northern Mariana Islands, they're just above Papua New Guinea. If you can see Guam on the upper left, Northern Mariana Islands are just up there, and that consists of those three islands, Tinian, Rota, and Saipan. And it's going to pull out right there for you. You can see on the right side, Saipan is the one on top, and Rota's down there in the bottom near Guam. I traveled to Rota. There's only about 1,000 people on the whole island, so it's very, very small populations we're working with. That's the hospital, the Commonwealth Health Center, and I want to give you just a day-in-the-life picture of what happened when I got over there, knowing a little bit about what was going to happen after spending 2.5 years doing similar work in Palau, another island in the Pacific. They didn't have a desk for me. They didn't have any room for me anywhere. So I ended up working in the accounting office, set up a computer to start the research on the project I had wanted to do with them. It actually worked out great because I got to learn a lot about the people there, which was part of the research, is doing your cultural background to know what kind of media message I would be sending in my project. Before I got there, Joe Santos and I discussed what I could be working on to do obesity prevention. So I knew going in there I would work on a public health campaign to reduce childhood obesity using the media. So I met with Joe Santos immediately. Dr. Richard Brostrom, I was also matched up with. He received his MSPH at UNC and his MD there as well. And then I also worked with the Commonwealth Diabetes Coalition once they knew why I was there doing obesity prevention. It corresponded with their work as well, so I teamed up with all three. The Commonwealth Diabetes Coalition's director, Tana Camacho, used to be in the behavioral health program, but that was taken away because of funding, so she headed up this program. She asked me to attend the board meeting with my pitch of the project, and they loved the idea of doing two public service announcements televised using all local children so they could recognize themselves in these commercials and it could air on the local television. So immediately after my pitch, there were about 15 people in this meeting. They cut me a check for $1,500, ignoring the fact that the budget was about $40,000 to actually complete two public service announcements. But I rose to the challenge. They gave me a director who has a degree in film. He knew everyone on the island, so we knew this could happen. With my 2 weeks left on the island, I had been there for four doing all the research and putting this together. So it was something, a challenge I was ready to rise up for. So let's just give you an idea, which of obesity and comorbidities on the island. 75% of Micronesians are obese, and one of the islands is the top obese island in the whole world. U.S. is currently ranked number six. One of the reasons why is in World War II, the islanders developed a palate for foods such as white rice, sodium-charged canned foods, Spam and corned beef, high-calorie foods, and then they were learning new food preparation methods that were not used before. It was all local-style barbecue. Now we were frying using vegetable oil, and it's increased the obesity rates. It's also called the New World Syndrome. Defined, that's the constellation of maladies brought on not by parasites, but by the assault of rapid westernization on traditional cultures. And then looking back in history, typically only the obese islanders survived the canoe trips while exploring island to island as you head out further into the Pacific. So genetically, they're just larger people. And then, of course, there's not of course, but there is a problem with lack of exercise. And islanders I talk to while living there, it's just too hot. We're not going to go. And they don't use the ocean the way we do for recreation. Locals use the ocean for work and for fishing. So there's a lack of exercise. The life expectancy is 68 for men. And they're now wanting to do more work preventing it because diabetes amongst children is on the rise, where before it wasn't. So my objectives was to develop the community awareness component of the newly launched childhood obesity prevention campaign titled Off the TV. Before I got there, this campaign had already started about 2 years before. The idea was to reduce childhood obesity in all of the CNMI. It was developed to serve as a means by which doctors can increase communications with their patients. They were now bringing in the BMI charts into the hospital and working with the different parents on this is where your child is, this is not healthy, how can we do things differently. And then the second component was education. They would use handouts, use the CDC growth charts, and explain to the parents. And then the clinical side where the doctors were actually calculating BMIs of the children. The third component that was originally written for this program was the awareness component, the media campaign, and that's where I came in. With my undergrad background and my interest, and then of the coursework I took at BU in public health mass media. My job was to come in there and create a message that would relate to all the children on the island. So that was where the first few weeks of research was conducted doing. So I did a few focus groups. I met with three different groups of children. Middle school athletes in the hospital I met with some patients, and then the parents group I met through the hospital. I got a small, very small focus group of the parents together. So by spending a few years prior, I was there from 03 to 05, I somewhat understood what would be a great catchphrase. My idea was to go there and think of something like got milk or something from, I remember growing up and thinking, like, don't do drugs or just say no. I wanted a catchphrase that would stick. So water is cool came out after all these focus groups, and they all say cool the same way youth in the U.S. do. So that's how we came up with that. The posters. So I also wanted something visual around the health center, so we came with eight different posters, which I'll show you in just a moment. And then teaming with the Commonwealth Diabetes Coalition, they helped fund the entire project, paying for the posters and paying for the film team that I worked with. Okay. Now, I put expected up there because of my prior experience in the area. I knew I was working with a very diverse population. There actually isn't a Saipanese person on the island, even if you were born there. You're either a Micronesian, there's quite a few Koreans, Japanese, Carolinians are the islanders that are close by, Filipinos, and Chamorros from Guam. So I really was hoping in this commercial to feature as many of these different ethnicities as I could so kids could recognize themselves. Another challenge was leadership roles. It was a multinational working team for the production team of this commercial. There were four of us from all different places, and the fact that I was in a graduate school program, I was immediately put on the top even though I wasn't the most trained in directing a commercial. So that was one of the biggest challenges. Island time, absolutely. 4 o'clock means 5 o'clock. So having the time crunch in that last 2 weeks, that ended up being quite a problem. And then an outsider, I had my own biases in there by thinking I had spent time there. I didn't spend time on this island. I don't know the chief. There are social rules I didn't know about. I wasn't allowed on certain areas of the island, but once my project group was put together, then we could go film where we needed to film. If I had the right person in our team, we could do that. Today we actually produced those two public service announcements. They're two 30-second commercials promoting drinking water versus soda or any bottled juices high in sugar. They are right now being aired on two different channels on the local television over and over. They didn't charge us to air it because they're public service announcements. And at the local movie theater, it's one of the commercials before the feature film, which is great. I spoke to them. It's still playing a year later. And the 8 posters are hung all around the office, and water is cool is a catchphrase that I hope they're saying just for fun. Oh, and they actually are incorporating this in their new school-based obesity prevention program. The posters are now being hung at school as well, and there's bumper stickers, and they're just trying to get that awareness component going. This is one of the posters that was created. I used a graphic designer friend back in the States, which was awesome because he didn't charge me anything since I only had that $1,500 that went very fast. And then these are the two commercials. Was actually the local thespian group, and they all wanted me to credit them after. I said, it's not that kind of feature film, but they were craving for attention, and the fact that I have a background in California, they thought I was some Hollywood agent out there that was going to make them famous. So, but I think they're happy that they're famous on the island now because of the local commercial. So I just wanted to comment on the staff that helped make it all possible back at school, were in the International Health Department. They'd actually worked closely with Joe Santos and put us in contact to make it work out. The courses I took before going were International Consultation Techniques. This was probably the most important class I took beforehand because you're learning to work with various clients, understanding the scope of the cultural differences that could happen on every single step of this project. from superiors at the hospital to lack of funding to the multinational team to create it, multiple misunderstandings between the film editor and myself in the last 48 hours I was on island. I was very surprised to actually leave with this product. I didn't think it would happen, but it did, which was great. Assessment and planning for health promotion, doing the research, the community assessment of the health outcome, that was all the obesity and diabetes research I did while there and beforehand, and then planning the actual intervention. While I was over there, I worked closely with the professor from the intervention design and implementation course. Since I was signed up to take that in the fall, she was working closely with me on how to actually put this intervention together. And then mass media and public health with Dr. Mike Siegel, how to frame this issue, how to describe to the kids how a simple thing is choosing what you drink in a cool way will help reduce the overall obesity incidence. And then epidemiology, of course, the incidence and prevalence of obesity and the comorbidities used for that. Since then, there have been two students who were there this past summer doing similar type work for the CHC based on the partnership we've now established. And hopefully we're working on a formal relationship between BU School of Public Health and the Division of Public Health in Saipan. And these are three things I put up there, but I think anyone who spent time overseas or in a different culture trying to get a project done will recognize public health is a complete team effort. Though I'm the one speaking on behalf of these two public service announcements that are airing, it was a team of about 15 total, working together with the funding, the timing, the filming. And if you include the kids, of course, we jump it up to about 100 people to get it done. The financial and time constraints. Certainly emphasized in this project, there was very little money, and I was down to 2 weeks to produce the final project. And then cross-cultural competency, which happens every day in every office, and especially on a small Micronesian island. Thank you very much. Appreciate your listening.
Thank you, Elizabeth. We're going to save questions until the end of all panelists speak. Our next presentation is an interim in Haiti, and it'll be co-presented by Massa Bassi and Lydia Shaw. Massa graduated with a BS in biology from the University of California, Riverside. She is currently a medical student completing her master's degree at Boston University School of Public Health. Massa's prior experiences include disaster relief work in Kashmir, Pakistan, HIV/AIDS research in Kenya, and medical work in Haiti. Lydia graduated with a BA in exercise science from Calvin College in 2005 and is currently completing her master's in public health at Boston University, planning to graduate in December of this year. Concentrating in international health, she has had experience working in Peru, Nigeria, Malawi, Mozambique, and most recently in Haiti. Her interest lies in community health programming and health education. Let me just pull up their information.